So let's review. Our shir began with the two versions of the machlekes between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan regarding the effectiveness of the Erevin between the middle and the Aruch Hatzeres. I'm Reb Yehuda Merab. Zu divi Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda says in the name of Rab that Reb Shimon allows all carrying between the middle Chatzer and the Aruch Hatzeres from the outer to the middle and from the middle to the outer. Av chacham aimrim, rishus achas mishameshes l'shtei rishuyas. Av aloi shtei rishuyas mishameshes l'rishus achas. But the Chacham say that the people from the outer Chatzers may carry to the inner Chatzer, because both can be considered to be residing in the middle Chatzer. But the people from the inner Chatzer may not carry to the outer Chatzers, because the middle residents cannot be considered to be residing in both outer Chatzers. However, Yehuda says, when I repeated Rav's opinion to Shmuel, he disagreed and said, Afzu de Rib Shimon. What Rav attributed to the Chacham is actually the opinion of Rib Shimon, that the outer Chatzers may carry to the inner Chatzer, but not vice versa. However, the Chachamim hold Shloshta Nasuris. All three Chatzers cannot carry to any other Chatzer. Tanika Basay de Rav Yehuda Lib de Shmuel. The Gemara cites a Braisa which agrees with Shmuel's understanding of the Machlekes. V'az de Shmuel Tamei. Shmuel's understanding of Reb Shimon conforms to his Psak about Chatzer Shebein Shnei Mavois. A Chatzer located between two Mavois. Irva im Shnehem, Asur im Shnehem. If they made an Erev with both Mavois, the people from the Chatzer cannot carry to either Mavois, because they cannot be part of both mavois. Shmuel adds, Loi irvim shneim, eiseres hashneim. If the chatzer did not join the erev of either mavoi, none of the other chatzeres in those mavois are permitted to carry to the mavoi, because the failure of a single chatzer to participate in the erev invalidates it for everybody. Shmuel adds several qualifications. Hoyse be'echad regila, o be'echad ein regila. If the residents of that chatzer are accustomed to use only one of the two mavois, zesh regila by asur. The other chatzeres of the mavoi that they generally use cannot carry because their erev is invalid if one of its members, this chatzer, did not participate. However, she'ena regila by mutter, the other mavoi can carry because their erev is valid. Although this chatzer sometimes goes through that mavoi, but since they do not use it regularly, they are not considered part of that mavoi. Irvim she'ena regila by hutter regila la'atzmai. If the chatzer only joined in the erev of the mavoi it does not generally use, the mavi that it usually uses can carry. Their erev is valid without this chatzer's participation because by joining the eina regila, this chatzer has actively disassociated itself from its regular mavi. If the regila made an erev and the eina regila did not make an erev, and this chatzer did not join with either one, the erev of the regila is valid, even though this chatzer did not join, because deichenoisa eitzel she'eina regila boy. The regila tells this chatzer to use the inner regila for the Shabbos. Since both this chatzer and this mavish inner regila cannot carry, they have nothing to lose by the chatzer becoming part of the inner regila and dissociating from the regila for the Shabbos in order to allow the regila to enjoy its erev. We can compel someone to do something that will benefit others at no expense to him, which the people of Sedaim refuse to do. This is otherwise known as zenene v'zolei chaser. One benefits and the other does not lose. The Gemara continues with additional rulings of Shmuel relating to Reuven Chatzeres. First, unlike Reb Chanina, Shmuel holds hamakbir alei ruvay eine ruveir. If somebody is particular that nobody eats the bread he contributed to the eruv, it invalidates the eruv because mashmoy eruv shmoy. The word eruv means mixing together and also means pleasant. This attitude is contrary to both. Similarly, hacholik eseruvay in the erev, one who deliberately separates part of the erev from the rest, it invalidates the erev. Now we have a machlekes. Nesnu b'shnei kelim. If the erev was put into two vessels, b'sham oimrim ein ze erev, u'b'sil oimrim harei ze erev. However, the b'sil validate the erev only when part of it was put into another kli for convenience, such if it didn't fit into one vessel. But when he wants it to be separate, they agree that it's not valid. The Gemara quotes Machlokes about the concept of Erev. Amar Shmuel, Erev Mishum Kinyan. All who contribute bread to the Erev acquire a part ownership of the house where the Erev is placed. We don't use money for this Kinyan because money is not always available Erev Shabbos. Even after the fact, if an Erev was made with money, it would not be valid because a Chacham will concern Shema Yomru Ma'a Iker. People will think it can only be made with money. And when money will not be available, they will not make an Erev at all. Rabba Amar, Erev Mishum Dira. All who contribute to the Erev become residents of that house for that Shabbos, because their bread is there. There are three practical differences between the two opinions. Kli, a utensil, can affect a kinyan, but does not a residence make. Pachis meshava pruta, a piece of bread worth less than the pruta cannot make a kinyan, but makes a residence if it is mazon shtei sudas, enough for two meals. Katan, if a minor collects the erev, he cannot be a shlich to make a kinyan, but the house becomes a residence based on the bread that is there. It's not his doing. Zakt de Mishnah. Misha baba derech b'chashchalai. A traveler who has not arrived within the Trum Shabbos of his house before Shabbos can identify a specific landmark, such as a tree or a fence, that is within 2,000 amos of where he is and within 2,000 amos of his home, and establish that spot as his Shabbos residence. If he recognizes a landmark but does not specify the exact location where he wants to be kind of Shvisa, for example, he says, Shvisasi tachtav, my residence should be under the tree. Loyam aklum, it's not effective. If he says, Shvisasi bi'ikarai, my residence shall be at the base of the tree, it is effective. He's kind of Shvisa at the base of the tree, and he can walk up to 2,000 amas from where he is at the onset of Shabbos to the tree, and up to 2,000 amas from the tree to his home. The Gemara mentions a machlokes amaram as to what the Mishnah means by loy amar klum. Rav holds he was not kind of shvisa under the tree at all. Rashi adds, he was not kind of shvisa where he is either, because his intention was not to be kind of shvisa there, but under the tree. Therefore, he is left with no Shabbos residence and is limited to walking 4 amas. Shmuel holds that he is kind of shvisa under the tree, but we do not know at which specific spot. Therefore, the space under the tree is like a chamer gamel. It's figured into the 2,000 amas in each direction, l'chumra. His current location must be within 2,000 amas of the far end of the tree, and his house must be within 2,000 amas of the other end of the tree. The remainder of the Mishnah will be reviewed with its respective gemara.